says he's getting old. We like to say he's aging gracefully. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Monday, the 26th of August, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. And it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union. Joined in studio this morning, Commercial Loan Officer Alex Grumbine. Good morning, Alex. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ray.
Got your coffee going. That's good. I can see that. So get our day started. A little bit of a chilly start this morning. But we'll take it. I guess it's better than waking up to 85 degrees and getting up into the 90s and stuff. So a little background. I'm a big history guy, as you know. So what does a commercial loan officer do?
Sure. Yeah. We look as a financial advisor for commercial kind of clients or members, in a sense, when they're looking at trying to take a loan or just want to look at how can I improve my business or look at cash flow improvements, whether it's based on inventory or actually looking at refinancing certain options. Sometimes we actually, don't recommend refinancing or looking at loans just because maybe there's early termination fees or certain things that can play a factor in terms of their loans to try to better improve their business, in a sense. So we go in, we kind of look at their kind of operations, but also get really involved with their financial statements and everything. So it's better for us to understand exactly what the full picture looks like, the future of the business. If there's new product lines getting developed, they might need some extra cash. So we've been doing a lot of working lines of credit or working capital lines right now, and it's been great. The industry's been growing quite aggressively over the last year and so, and we've been busy keeping Southwest Michigan going. So.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. With the economy relatively strong right now, have you noticed a difference? Things are improving, obviously.
Yeah, we haven't seen a slowdown. I mean, month of August has been extremely busy. We've been really honest. We'll be talking about rates a little bit later as well, and that's something that people are coming in just they want to check and say. And I highly recommend it is, do your kind of litmus test to figure out how's my business doing? Am I competitive? Can I have better rates or kind of reduce debt? Certainly, if something is higher, then we can kind of help them with. So,
yeah, absolutely. So experience is big. And you've been doing this for quite a while, right? I mean, as a commercial loan officer, but you've been involved in this type of work for a long time.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. And I've really, in Southwest Michigan is where I grew up and where I'm from. So I have a good idea exactly all the businesses and worked a lot with specifically a lot of manufacturers in Southwest Michigan. And so it's kind of been a nice asset because it's not a odd face, hopefully, in the community that you'll see, but also some individual that you can trust and rely on. And having the background and support with United Federal Credit Union's analysts and everybody else is very helpful. And we have a phenomenal team. Any member that walks into our office, smiling face, and we're open to help try to provide guidance to you. And one thing I really like is I received a call probably about a month ago. It's from a member still down in Florida. She has all her business with us. And she, she's looking to grow her business down there. And she just said, I really love the credit union. I really don't want to step away from it. You guys called me when I had a bunch of deposits somewhere else. And you recommended maybe switching it to a CD or a different money market account to great, better interest. And that's one thing I really appreciate. It's, we're more about the membership than anything and want to make sure we're making the best use of your money and for Southwest Michigan.
Yeah, membership and just being embedded in the community, that means a lot. So, all right, so it's important for businesses, though, from time to time to do what you would call, an account analysis, right?
Yes, correct. We actually thoroughly recommend them, and, I don't think a lot of people are aware of it, but it's kind of like going to the doctor just to check and see, am I getting the best rate or at least how can I kind of move products around, whether it's in our business growth checking account or just free checking account. There's different assets or at least things that you can look at. And so what one of our kind of money market or at least financial analysts will do, they'll look over your account and they'll compare it against our accounts. So we kind of tell you, actually, where you're at, it's a great bank and we're not going to talk poorly of them or anything. We're going to say, hey, they're offering very competitive products and it's just a good test for you. But we do come up with a recommendation. We show them a breakdown specifically about where there's certain fees maybe associated with the accounts versus what a lot of it with credit unions, which is great, is that it's very, there's really limited fees or no fees at all. And so that's the benefit of the free checking account. You get 100 debit and credits. You get free statements. Everything's online as well, which is really helpful for businesses. And then our business growth checking account, which is a lot more competitive, that does roughly about 1,000 transactions of debits and credits a month. If you have account at least balance of $10,000, you get no kind of monthly service fee, which is great. And then it's also interest bearing. So depending on how much money you have in the account, you're actually gaining interest on it, where a lot of other banks or financial institutions, you might not see that. So I think it's a good piece, and we've actually been quite busy over the last quarter. We're getting a lot of companies coming in just asking for those and seeing, can we help them with merchant services? There's a lot of credit card statements or things going through their business. If it's a restaurant, I would recommend coming and talking to us, because our merchant service fees are significantly lower than we've seen for a lot of others.
If you're just joining us, this is Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union, talking with Commercial Loan Officer Alex Grumbine from United Federal Credit Union. So how often would you say, Alex, a business to do an account analysis? Once a quarter, or what does it just depend?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the strategy of the business as well. But realistically, I think if you're doing it, I mean, and you should have a routine conversation. Hopefully sure. We're touching base at least once a year at a minimum.
Okay.
But, you know, I try to follow up at least once a quarter with most of our members, just to see how things are going and check in to see if we can be any assistance to them. There's always drastic changes going on, especially in the economy currently. I mean, with the Fed rate changing drastically and the economy changing, we're seeing significant swings in the stock markets these days, and people are encouraged to kind of say, what should I do with my money? What accounts are there? And even this month, we have a special. It's an 8-month CD special for 2.4%. So if you have some cash that you're looking just to kind of stow away for at least 8 months, that's a great opportunity to kind of increase some asset on that.
You kind of teased a little bit there with an update on the drop in the Fed funds rate, how it can affect variable loan rates and payments and the changing market conditions.
Yeah, so back on July 31st, the Feds came back and they voted 8-2, indicating a change in the prime rates, which kind of, we don't base everything specifically on there, but a lot of institutions and mortgage rates are based on what the Fed's lending money against, in a sense. So that dropped by 25 basis points back in July. And so people were immediately, does that encourage that the economy is weakening or what have you? And it's not short-term wise. The Feds look at it over a 5 to 10 year span. So even though it might seem that like, oh, well, things are getting more tight or global growth is not happening, actually, when we looked at some of the statistics and things, global risk and soft business spending was an indicator over the next 10 years that they're worried about. But that's very long term. And so the strength in the labor market continues to lower. We see the unemployment rate continue to dip as well. Growth in economic activity for consumer spending has increased over the last 12 months as well. So we're not seeing an overall decline in anything. But what they're positioning for is assuming that maybe that might be with some of the tariffs and certain aspects, less kind of global spending. So that's going to impact some of our literally manufacturing suppliers here in Southwest Michigan or other businesses. But we're seeing consumer spending continue to increase. You know, we're seeing big box stores, you know, it's challenging. They're moving in and out. But with local and small businesses, we're seeing a drastic improvement and increase there. So more online shopping and more individuals are starting to spend money locally, which is great for at least our community. And so for businesses, that's something we want to keep a close eye on.
So, yeah, I mean, when you're saying the box store is seeing a lot more online shopping, I'm seeing a lot of the businesses offering that online component so that, you know, they can reach those online shoppers and still keep the money local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's important. So, well, if anybody has any questions about, you know, doing a business account analysis or anything on the changing market conditions, Alex, what's the best thing to do to who to get a hold of?
Sure. You can either go online to UnitedFCU.com. You'll see all our business service advisors on there and get contact information, or you can stop in at any local branch. I'm based out of 2819 South State Street in St. Joseph, Michigan, or you can give me a call at 269-985-4901.
And even if they just want to come in and chat, even if they don't currently do business with United Federal Credit Union and they've got questions, you can always stop by and talk to somebody and get some good free advice from time to time too.
Exactly. I mean, we have a great resource of team members and everybody, and it's definitely something.
Absolutely. A commercial loan officer with United Federal Credit Union, Alex Grumbine. That's your Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday. Alex, thanks so much. Stay dry, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ray.
All right.